hear what the word is that. We are going to go forth in prayer so we can hear, thus saith the word. Father God, we just appreciate you this morning for allowing us to join this telecommunication sanctuary. We are able to get up in the morning, and we are so happy that you have put Jeremiah 29:11 on our spirit, Father, that you have our back. There is nothing that we need to worry about, Father, because we realize when we start worrying, we get in your way, and we don't allow you to do your miracles in our life, Father. So we will be mindful to move out the way, stay in a flame, and allow you to be the almighty God that you are in our life. Father, we so appreciate these awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately call Mother Dr. Dimples, and then there is our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who allows us, each and every one of us, to soar and pushes us out the nest when it's so necessary, Father, that we allow you to work in our life. Father God, we just want to make sure that we bask in your glory this day, that we do what it is that you would ask us to do this morning, Father, and this afternoon and this evening, that we take a moment out to recognize your almighty power, that you had the You sent your only begotten Son down here, Father, to save us, and we so appreciate that, Father, that by his blood and his stripes, we are already healed. So there is nothing that we need to stand in the way of, as you state in Jeremiah 29:11. We appreciate the health and wellness family of Artists International that we are able to get out there in the community and help so many people through these products. We ask you to continue to cover the Des De Leon family as they move forward in branching out in new lines of products and new lines of ways to help people, Father. So we thank you for that vehicle. We ask you to cover the word that's going to come forth, that you put a spirit in that message that will move each and every one of us, Father, that we will reflect on that message throughout the day. So, Father God, we don't take anything lightly, and we want to make sure you understand that, because in our heart you will always be. There is no place on this call for any distraction as we move into this telecommunication sanctuary. Our minds will be at peace. Our spirit will be at peace, so that we can receive, thus saith the word. Amen, amen, and amen. Love you, each and every one of you. Jeremiah 29:11, put your name in front of that scripture and continue to say it every day. Write it down. Put it someplace that you can read it every day. And I'm going to turn the call over to our host.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Delaware, by way of New York.
That's right. Good morning, good morning. This is LaShawn in Delaware, and as Minister Bonita said, by ways of New York City, and I greet you all with the warmest of kingdom's greetings from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and coast to coast. We are touching and agreeing and thanking God in advance that this call will be, shall be, and will remain international, because we are giving God all the honor, all the glory, and all of the praise, and we know this call is about the Master. And the Master's call was founded October 25th, 2010. Yes, we are entering into our fourth year of steadfast, unmovable praise, worship, and delivering of the message on the Master's call. And the call was founded by two victorious women of God, two awesome women of God, two mentors of ours, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, affectionately known as Dr. Dimples, the ambassador of Artists International. And these two victorious women of God listened to the mandate that God gave to them when he said, I want you to create the Master's call. The Father told them that he wanted a call that would assemble his children together Monday through Friday while giving them an opportunity to hear the call at their leisure. So because of that, because of their obedience, the Master's call is here. here for us to have. The call is Monday through Friday at 8 a.m., but we encourage you to call in a few minutes earlier to fellowship and let us know where you're calling from. There's a website that you can find out more information, be spiritually blessed by affirmations and different scriptures on that website. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And God also said to these victorious women of God, I would like for you to have a scripture reference for my children to stand on and to understand the mandate that I gave you. And that scripture can be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So, Master's Call family, as you can see, Minister Benita started this call off in prayer. We're going to seal this call in prayer, and we encourage you to continue your day in prayer, because when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down. The mission statement that God gave to these women was to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And I tell you, Pastor Chuck is going to bring the message this morning, and I can tell you, you are definitely going to be enhanced, you're going to be enriched, and you are definitely going to be encouraged, you're going to be fortified. God is going to move through this mighty man of God. Now, directly after the call, we have the MMC call, which is hosted by dedicated platinums and executive diamond presidents and just presidents and people who love artists, international motivators, movers and shakers. That number is 530-881-1300. The access code is 539-598-pound. Jump on that call and be motivated. Learn more about 90K in 90 days. Learn more about the upcoming fashion show that is taking place this weekend. You do not want to miss it. I mean, all roads are leading to Houston. They're going to unroll some new garments. You just have to be there. Amazing, amazing, amazing event. And you can learn more about it by going to the Morning Motivational Call. Now, you may say to yourself, well, what does artists international or fashion shows and things of that nature have to do with God and the prayer call? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Artist International is a vehicle that brought us all together on this call. And because of the steadfast and immovable faith that Papa Diaz de Leon had and listening to God's mandate, the company Artist International is blessed. It is debt-free, experienced over 500% growth, and it is just awesome, awesome, awesome. So I am just excited where Artist International is experiencing right now. God is good. So yes, we love the Lord with all of our heart, and so does Artist International. So we encourage you to not only go to the fashion show this weekend, but also the Empowerment Conference that's coming up on the weekend of Father's Day. And speaking of conferences, you want to sign up for the Power of Now with Dr. Lucille. That is going to be an amazing event taking place in New Jersey. So I have a lot more announcements, but I want to get out of the way and hear what God has given to Pastor Chuck Brown. Pastor Chuck Brown is the senior pastor of one of the most exciting and powerful ministries in the New Orleans area, Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center. He states on his Facebook page that he is married to the most wonderful woman in the world, Marsha Brown, for over 15 years, and is the father to the best son and daughter in the world, Charles III and Christina Eve. Pastor Chuck is a graduate of Morehouse College and Business Administration, and his lovely wife, Marsha, is a Spelman sister. Now, Pastor Chuck has been pastoring for 6 years, and he states that he experienced highs and lows, including Hurricane Katrina, but God has been faithful and good to them, as they've been faithful and good and remain consistent in their assignment and their purpose. Pastor Chuck started out with 16 people, and glory be to God, he has more than 450-plus members to assemble and give God all the honor and all of the praise. Pastor Chuck is the author of death of a desperate woman. He has a musical group called Chuck Maestro and YV, and will be releasing their newest album, Crossing Over, shortly. If you want to know more about this dynamic man of God, go to www.kbfwc.org. But you are about to hear his voice right now as the Lord has given him a word. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
Good morning, my sister. I am here.
Amen. Praise God. Take it away.
Thank you so much for that gracious introduction and for your ministry. We're grateful for all of you, the people of God, who are on the line on this morning. For Dr. PK and Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, we're grateful for their vision and their persistence in allowing this call to not only still be here, but allowing it to grow to where God wants for it to be. I do want to share what the Lord has done for me. My sister did speak on the death of the desperate woman that God gave me to write down as an empowering tool for those who will allow it to minister to their lives. I did receive the question, Pastor Chuck, I bought it the first time, the first run. Do I need to get it again? The answer is emphatically yes, because I have four new chapters in it, and every chapter that you have has more information as well. This book focuses on women and how God has blessed the world because of you. You are a gift from God. You are worth you have worth of invaluable measure. And so this book will bless your life. And you can go to the website, www.kbfwc.org. There's a link that will get you to the place where you can purchase either the e-book or the paperback, and we'll get that to you. It is actually being released on April 15th, so we're taking pre-orders now, and you can be on that list right now. God has given us so much. So many responses and positive feedback. It's going to be phenomenal, and it will change your life forever, I promise you. All right, now on to the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think, according to the power that is at work within you. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or even think, according to the power that is at work within you. This morning, I want to minister from this subject, thinking bigger for increase. Thinking bigger for increase. I cannot express enough that you have to monitor and filter every thought that comes into your life, because your thoughts are becoming a framework for your life. And I need you to hear this next statement. It will change your life forever, so you have to embrace it and allow it to become your mantra for every day. Allow this statement to guide the way you feel about your life. Here it is. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results. If you want positive results, a high quality of life, positive changes in your life, then you must begin to think towards the end. Many of you think too small, and that's why you keep getting what you get. You think small, yet want big accomplishments. You cannot ever achieve greatness if you think small. You can never perform great feats if you think small. You cannot achieve great goals without first thinking that you can do so. No man, no woman, no boy, nor girl becomes a champion if they don't first believe that they are one. And so it is with this in mind that I want to present you with this teaching. And listen, your life goes as you think. You think bad when everything will be perceived in your life as bad. You will never be able to see the good because you're too busy focusing on the negative. You will never be able to learn the right lessons in life because you're only focused on the pain and the discomfort. Think your way towards a bigger life. Think big. Think big. How can we learn to think bigger and thus increasing our lives? Well, the first thing that you have to do, number one, never let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. Never let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We live by believing, not by seeing. Stop being led by your eyes and allow your faith to support you. Sometimes looking at where you are in life, where you are presently, is enough to give up. Many do this by charging God foolishly as if he's to blame for our predicament. It's not God's fault that we're where we are. If I'm not doing what God requires of me and I'm seeing the results of that type of lifestyle, then I can't blame God. I have to blame myself. Now, I want you to be real with me. A lot of what we're seeing in life is a direct result of decisions that we've made in our lives, right? So we're not broke because of the economy. Oftentimes we're broke because we didn't save or we spent our money foolishly. These were things that contributed to where we are right now, because honestly, there were some things that you could have waited to buy, but you didn't, and now you're mad with God because you didn't have the money necessary to make it through the month. I'm not talking about people who had emergencies, that ate up your check, but I'm talking about those of us who just a few weeks ago thought that we had to have those shoes, we had to have that car, we had to have that TV or this item or that one. When you make a decision, please remember that you're also causing an effect to take place in your life. And just like you can't have water without wet, you can't have decisions without repercussions. So you wake up one day to a mess. You wake up one day drowning in debt. You wake up one day in a war zone. This is what you're seeing. And here's the thing I need you to get. The devil then comes in at that moment to magnify and exaggerate what you're dealing with so that you can become enthralled with the badness of your situation. And you see your sickness, your health failing. You see finances failing and relationships being destroyed and career going downward. You can see the bills and call ID with collection agents calling every day, and the broke down car and the empty refrigerator and the problem after problem. You see the clouds and the storms and the threat of storms. I need you to get this. Do not let what your eyes see determine what your heart believes. Just because I see it doesn't mean that's what it's going to be. The whole purpose of faith is to be able to see something that isn't presently there. I know what I see naturally, but I also know what I believe. With God, all things are possible. I know what's in front of me, but I also know who's inside of me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My point to you is to stop allowing the largeness of your problems to dwarf the bigness of your God. If you say God is good all the time, then stop tripping when things don't look good, because we know all things are working together for our good. Amen. If you say God is your source, then stop tripping when channels dry up, because my God shall supply all my needs. If you say God can do the impossible in your life, then stop tripping when you're facing an impossible situation. Jesus made it clear, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. I know what I see, but I also know what I believe. Here's the thing. Many people cannot look beyond what they see because they have no faith. Pastor, how are you going to tell me I don't have faith? Because I know how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And if you're not hearing God's word, then you cannot have faith. If you don't have faith, you can't please God. And if God is not pleased with your life, you will not ever receive his promise. So what I hear has to supersede what I see. So now I have this word, and now I have to take the word with me everywhere I go, because problems are going to arise everywhere I go. Problems are going to be at home, at work, at church, at the store. These problems will play on your mind. So now I have to allow the word to renew my mind every day. And I'm not just hearing the word, I'm starting to see the word. My thoughts become what God is saying to the degree that now I think his word. Have you ever found yourself thinking about what a person said to you, good or bad? You become immersed and lost in those thoughts. That's what God wants out of us. Get lost in what he said to you and about you. I know what I see, but I also know in whom I believe. What's in front of me will not determine who I will be. My present condition will not determine my future success. I'm not just going to quit just because what I see is telling me to do so. I'm not going to quit just because my circumstances are telling me to give up. The devil is a liar. I'm thinking beyond where I am. Here's the second principle. Stop undermining your life through negative thinking and negative confession. Stop undermining your life through negative thinking and negative confession. Let me be straight up with you. If you realize just how powerful your thoughts are, you would never think a negative thought ever again. You're not just what you eat, you're what you think. If you think I'm good enough, then you're, if you think that you're not good enough, then you're not. If you think I'm too this, I'm too skinny, I'm too poor, I'm not smart enough, I'm not intelligent enough, I'm not qualified, I'm broke, I'm disgusted, I'm messed up, I'm jacked up sideways, I'm not worth anything, then you become what you think you are. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he. Negative thinking takes the oomph out of your life. You won't have courage to move ahead. And then what will happen will is this: you will find yourself living in fear and mediocrity. Meditate on this. Every thought you think creates that reality for you. Every thought you think creates that reality for you. Your thoughts literally act like a magnet, bringing the things you really don't want into your life. Negative thinking always leads to negative speaking. Thoughts are the most important, but words are the most powerful. In Proverbs 6:2, the wisdom scribe says it this way: thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Right thinking begins with the right words we say to ourselves. You are the architect of your own life, and you're consequently creating pain and suffering for yourself because of the unconscious thoughts you choose to focus on. Do not choose to think negatively. Your thoughts right now are a choice. No one can make you think or speak a certain way. You choose to do so. And when you dwell on the negative aspects of life, you are actually empowering the negative in your life. I know folks who honestly can't stand people who can see the positive in everything. They hate people who are always bubbly and happy and jovial. Sweetheart, the only reason I'm able to maintain my joy is because it's not my joy anyway. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm able to look at the same situation a negative person looks at and see the positive. I know we hear it all the time, but negative people look at the glass as half empty. Positive people see it as half full. Negative people look at what they're going through. Positive people look at what they're going to. Negative people look at how they're staying in, in whatever it is that they're dealing with. Positive people see themselves coming out. The negative, and y'all know what I'm talking about, the negative focus on difficulties in every opportunity. But positive people see the opportunity in every difficulty. We have to make sure we don't think negatively. Negative thinking does not contribute to our lives. It only detracts. Here's the final principle I want to share. I have to let my, and I want you to get this in your spirit, let your thoughts become bigger than where you are. Let your thoughts become bigger than where you are. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all, one can ask or think. Okay, look, I know who I am in God. And I know who I am in this world, not because of where I am physically, but because of where I am mentally. I refuse to think small. I'm going to say it again. I refuse to think small. One thing you will never see out of Pastor Chuck, you will never hear, you'll never encounter in a discussion with me, is small thinking. Small people are always trying to get me to think small, but I choose to think bigger. I know where God is bringing me, so I think big. I serve a big God who can do big things, so why can't I think big? Imagine God's giving you, someone giving you a blank check. This is what God has given to us. He's given us a blank check in the annals of our minds and says to us, you fill it out. Now, of course, the first thing many of us are going to do is think about what we're able to do. But this scripture tells us that he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So God is not intimidated by the vastness of my thoughts. He is not at all intimidated by the big goals I have set for my life. This scripture is my favorite scripture of all time because I'm a big thinker. If God is able to go beyond what it is that I think in this here head, then God is a bad boy because I have big dreams. I have big vision. I have big goals. I have big objectives. I don't think Buick. I think Bentley. I don't think Burger King. I think Emeralds. I don't think two beds with one bath. I think six beds with seven baths, a pool, library, exercise room, six-car garage, full basketball court. I don't think 25 members. I think 2,500 plus. I don't think plastic. I think platinum. Genesis 11 tells us that God did this with Abraham. He gave Abraham a blank check and said this. He said it to them, said it to Abraham this way. I hope y'all being blessed by this as much as I am. This thing has me ready to roll, man. If you can number the stars, then you can count what I'm going to do in your life. Hear that. If you can number the stars, then you can count what I'm going to do in your life. I know God wants to do big things in your life. I'm not just talking materialistically either. I'm saying just because the doctor says you have something doesn't mean you have to live with it. The doctors are doing their job. They have been given, they have given their reports, but thanks be to God that there is another report that matters more to me. And that is the report of the Lord. Think big. I live disease free. Think big. I live debt free. I don't owe anyone anything. Think big. Just because I'm a working adult with children doesn't mean I can't go and get my degree. Think big. I want a house for me and my family to live in, a vacation home, a getaway house, and rental property. Think big. I can do whatever, live wherever, accomplish what I want, because God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that he can ask or think. In Joshua 1, verses 1 through 5, I don't even have time to go through it, but this is where God told Joshua that every place that the sole of your foot shall touch, I'm going to give it to you. God was trying to get Joshua to get the right thinking. Think big, Joshua. Think beyond what you saw in Moses. Stop thinking about how another person lived and get a new way of thinking for yourself. Wherever you set your foot, that have I given unto you. God is limited by your thoughts, confessions, and actions. Did you hear what I said? God is limited by what you think because, hey, he says, according to the power that is at work in you. So if you're thinking small, you're going to get small. You're going to have a small life. As I think in my heart, so am I. As I think about my life, so goes my life. I pray that this word has blessed your life. I pray that it's touched your life. This thing is near and dear to me because I'm looking at our people. I'm looking at the people of God who because of their experiences, because of what went wrong in their lives, they have allowed those bad experiences to change how they think, to change what they believe for, to change all of these aspects of living for them. But the devil is a liar. We will think bigger for increase. God bless you. Let me turn this call back over to my dear sister. Love you all. Be blessed.
Glory be to God. What a powerful, on time, and rich anointed word. We thank you so much, Pastor Chuck Brown, for that word that God gave to you. Wow, wow, wow. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for the word that you gave to Pastor Chuck this morning, reminding us that you are a global God, reminding us that you are a mighty God, reminding us that you are a sovereign God, and there is nothing too big for you, Lord. There is nothing that is impossible for you, Father. So we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to speak life and abundance over our circumstances, to speak life and abundance over our lives, over our finances, Lord, over our family, God. We just thank you. We thank you for pouring into Pastor Chuck and his family and all those around him, his congregation. We thank you, Lord, that they are already blessed and will continue to be blessed because they speak your word, God. We thank you for watching over Garrett and sister-in-law Casey. God bless them. Watch over their unborn child, Lord. We thank you, God, that that child is going to be safe and she is going to deliver a healthy baby, God. We thank you for watching over Levine, the Lord, while she is on dialysis. God, we know that dialysis is a way to treat kidney issues, and we know that kidney disease is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. So we thank you right now that she is and will be blessed. We thank you for her children that are caring for her, Lord. We thank you for the relationships that have been established, Father. We thank you for forgiveness because she was not there growing up in their life, God. But we do thank you that they are there now for her, watching over her and keeping her in good spirits, God, and praying for her. We ask that you watch over all of her children that are in the Louisiana area, that they will all be assembled and be able to be reunited. God, we thank you for watching over Michelle Washington and her family. Bless them and give them comfort and peace, Lord, as her mother went home to be with the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for watching over Miracle. Bless her father and run your DNA through her body as she is living with cancer. Lord, we know that it is your will and it can be done to remove cancer from her body as it is a name that must bow down to the authorities of Jesus. Jesus. God, we thank you for all the prayer requests that are spoken and unspoken, Lord. We thank you for the mighty miracles that you are having in all of our lives. And most of all, Father, we thank you, God, for reminding us this morning with this message to think big, believe big, because you are bigger, awesome, on time, God. It is in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, this is the part of the call where I invite you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. But before we go, do not forget, this Saturday, April 5th, all roads lead to Houston, Texas for the worldwide fashion show. You got to be there. And if for whatever reason you cannot attend, go ahead and get a ticket and bless somebody else that would like to go. Also, the Power of Now conference coming up with Pastor Lucille. You will be blessed. It's in Newark, New Jersey. Don't forget to buy your tickets for that. And mark your calendars for Father's Day weekend, Orlando, Florida. There are amazing, amazing events that's going to be taking place in the Empowerment Conference. So you got to be there. And the only way you'll be there is by going. So hop on over to the Morning Motivational Call, 530-881-1300. The access code, again, is 539-598-pound. And if you want to share this message, the replay number is 712-432-1085. And the access code is 957-677-pound. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we thank you for the mighty blessing that you are giving us. We thank you for the traveling mercies, and most of all, thank you, Father, for being with us in our mind, spirit, and our soul. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, and we will see you on the call tomorrow. Have a blessed and empowered day. Bye-bye.